about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for staying with us when we had to run some best ofs last week. I tried to play shows that hopefully you didn't hear during this time slot. I had to do my medical CME additional training. You have to have a certain continuing medical education credits to keep your license and to stay board certified. And so I need to do a lot of them per year. This particular course was exciting because it was wilderness medicine. And throughout the week, I'm going to kind of give you guys some tidbits on some of the things I've learned. Pretty cool stuff. Again, I was sorry to have to take off close to a week for that. I mean, when I take off about a week or two, it's usually not for vacation. It's for work because I just can't go away on vacation. I just can't do that. I got too much to do. You know, when you're in radio, you really don't like to play reruns. You don't. I don't. You know, I try to mix them up so hopefully people of different hours, you know, listen to a show that they hopefully didn't listen to. But I just can't stand it. You don't like doing that. You don't like playing reruns in radio. And many people, when they go away, they will actually, you know, do their show on, you know, wherever they go. And it's difficult because to prep for a three-hour show, you need at least 3 hours. So when you're in a class all day, it's difficult. But pretty cool stuff. I've been trying to watch little bits and pieces of the Olympics. I love the Olympics. It's probably one of my favorite television times, you know, in terms of me kind of staying focused on TV. Usually I just TiVo the shows, and whenever I see a TV show, I see it. But I really try to watch the Olympics a lot. It's kind of difficult this time around, isn't it? Because you hear about Michael Phelps's race. You hear about people winning gold, but it happened 9 hours before you hear about it. So now with the internet, you know, we're getting news from London and Europe all the time on the internet, right? You get BBC News. So I was just listening to the news on the show, talking about how we just collected a couple more gold medals in swimming. And I'm like, really? We just got two more? But no. That was the two that we won earlier in the day. So it's been kind of confusing and also anticlimactic, too. You know, I was watching a race the other day with Michael Phelps and Lochte, and Michael Phelps came in fourth. And I go, he came in fourth again? But I realized NBC was just airing the race, making it look like it just happened. That happened the day before. So little frustrating, which is why I'm not probably going to be talking about, you know, what's happening, because I don't want to sound like an idiot. I don't want to sound like I'm reporting it 9 hours after it happened, even though we are live right now. But I would love to hear from you all. Anything you want to talk about, questions, comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've had to say, in the beginning of the Olympics, it was kind of interesting to see what was going on with Phelps. You know, you wonder if once you peak, it's very difficult to maintain that stature. I mean, from what I understand, he was just, you know, on a exponential curve in terms of his successes and his meddling in men's swimming. And then I guess he had some issues this time around. I think one of the qualifying runs, he barely qualified. And, you know, I was telling my husband, nah, he's probably saving up. Maybe he's got a shoulder issue. Maybe he's trying to save up. And no, I mean, he's been having some difficulty. I know the relay they did well. They got a silver. You know, you wonder, was it, you know, there were rumors that he was smoking marijuana in the past. You know, could that have kind of messed with him? You know, is he depressed? He was saying he was depressed. He had depression. I don't know, you know, marijuana could cause depression, but a lot of things could. A lot of people smoke pot because they're depressed. You know, and why is he depressed? I mean, you're a gold medalist. You're revered by so many people. You're, you know, an idol for so many kids. You'll get to give talks. Mark Spitz, medalist in swimming for years. I think the highest reigning, medal winner, right? Right for a while until Phelps. He got to be in Hell's Kitchen, right? Got to eat in the kitchen. I mean, yeah. When you're a medalist, you get to be remembered for decades. You know, what is he depressed about? And there's got to be some sort of phenomenon with athletes, with Hollywood stars, you know, because here we all, you know, we're struggling to pay our mortgage and we're, you know, dealing with so many day-to-day things that many of these wealthy people don't have to deal with. And you see suicides. What was it? Was it a fourth NFL player that just committed suicide? Now, again, that could be a head trauma issue. But you're like, what are these athletes depressed about? What are these Hollywood stars depressed about? You know, they have everything. They're wealthy. But is it the loss of fame? Is it once you have something and you feel like you're losing it? Does that trigger the depression? You know, I mean, those of us, we're sitting here going, oh my gosh, I would love to trade places with them. But maybe not. Maybe we don't want to. You know, once you achieve something, it's hard to go back. You know, in my radio career, I had been given some very good advice, and I've been given some bad advice. And one of the pieces of advice I had been given once I became national is become more of a local star first. Don't worry about the national. It's going to tire you out. And I was like, what kind of advice is that? But again, you know, a lot of times when you're in the entertainment industry, you don't know what people are thinking, why they're trying to give you advice like that. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense. But this was from a reliable source giving me advice. And I'm like, why? Is it because the show stinks? From what I understand, the show's ratings are good. Yeah, but you don't want to burn out. You became national too quick. Go back and just do a local weekend show. I'm like, what kind of advice is that? And then I'm like, maybe I'm missing something. And as I'm trying to think this through, I'm like, why would I do that? You know, I'm national and I'm on XM and I have a great thing going. The show's growing. I have great fan base, great listener base. Why would I go back? And actually the idea almost depressed me a little bit. You know, sometimes once you achieve a certain degree of success, and success is all relative on, you know, coming off of that, coming down from that could, you know, be depressing. Of course, I didn't listen. I didn't just do a weekend show. I'm still doing what I'm doing. I love the idea of, you know, still working on my local presence, of course, where I live, but which I do all the time. But, you know, maybe that's what's going on. Maybe you achieve a certain level of success, and once it's not the way it was, it's such a deficit. It's such a glass is half empty instead of a glass is half full. I don't know. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DALI, 1-877-DOCA-DALI. You know, one thing I think we've learned over the past few years, and we're also seeing even in this Olympics, is there's no such thing as too big to fail. You know, when we were watching Michael Phelps 4 years ago in Beijing, and, you know, we saw is like he was just on a run. And so we were expecting that this time around. And my boys are into swimming, you know, so of course they just couldn't wait, you know, for the Olympics and to watch Michael Phelps. And one of my children was saying, we got to watch Lochte. Lochte's good. I'm like, well, who's he? Now, I knew Lizak. I knew, you know, Phelps, and I knew some of the other swimmers. I really wasn't watching everyone's careers. I wasn't watching them. But I guess my son saw a race, the young one, the 9-year-old, said Lochte's good, better than Phelps. I'm like, what? No. And I guess he's been following a little bit more closer. So when we saw the race between Lochte and Phelps, it was almost the exact opposite of what happened. Also, another opposite was the French relay. Remember, France was talking smack in 2008. Then the Americans pulled through on the relay with Lizak as anchor, pulling through and winning in the last millisecond. And then I guess this time around, America lost to France. America came in second, U.S. with a silver. No one's unbeatable. No one's infallible. No one. You know, the men's gymnastic was going on, and one of my sons said, yeah, this guy's good. And I guess it was, I forget his name, but somebody on the Chinese team. And you see him, and I mean, he's good. All right. I don't watch a lot of men's gymnastics because I think they hurt themselves on the floor exercise doing the splits, you know. And I always worry with the girls' gymnastics, I'm falling on the balance beam. I mean, that hurts. That hurts. I mean, I fell on the balance beam so many times, you know, when I was doing gymnastics as a kid. Yeah, it's hard to kind of watch. So I don't like seeing people fall. But the front runner in the on the Chinese team falls. You know, so even the best of the best could have a bad day. You know, and for any competitor going into the sport, I'm assuming that's what the coach is telling him. You know, even the best of the best can miss, can fall, can stumble, can do a false start. And so, you know, don't assume, you know, your competition is always going to beat you type of thing. I didn't expect this with Phelps. I mean, I'm sure he's going to do well. And, you know, right now, what, it's 8:21 at night. I'm sure there's more races happening as we speak. And, of course, we're not going to know about it for 9 hours, you know, later, which is still really confusing to me because I don't know how to really follow what's going on. I'm watching everything twice or I'm hearing about everything twice. I mean, it sounds like he's struggling. And then what do you do psychologically now? All everybody's talking about on the news is how he's been having trouble. Right. And then I guess Lochte fails to medal in one race and everyone said, oh, he's losing it. It's only one race, people, you know, and so I'm hoping these people aren't watching TV. I hope they aren't listening to the media. Let's, you know, watching the news. Everybody's been talking about Michael Phelps' depression, you know, history of using marijuana. You know, could that be catching up to him? Was he cocky? I don't know. I mean, he's older, you know, and sometimes these newer, younger spring chickens, it's their time sometimes. You know, I was really hoping to see Jason Lezak swim. I guess he was a part of the relay, and when Lochte won a couple gold medals, from what I understand, the coach switched him out. And it's a shame because I think this was the only race Lezak was in. Lezak was the one that won the relay last time in 2008. So, you know, you kind of wonder, maybe, you know, these lifespans of the athlete are so short and they don't realize it's coming to an end when it comes to an end. You know, same thing with stars and their careers. You know, I mean, many of us with our lifespan, okay, well, you know, we hope we live to our 70s and our 80s and our 90s, you know, so we could kind of mentally prepare. But some of these 20-some-year-old athletes or 30-some-year-old actors or actresses, when it ends, it ends. You know, we were watching the Friends episodes, you know, in the hotel, whatever you could get on cable. We're up in Big Sky, and sometimes the cable was going in and out. And, you know, you saw, I mean, what, Friends was, what, 20 years ago, roughly? No, 15 years ago? You know, you see Jennifer Aniston, and you see all the other actors. And when Friends ended, it ended abruptly. Remember the show they were talking about how each actor was fighting to get $1 million per episode? And then I think after the next season, it just stopped. And Joey tried to do a spinoff, and that failed. David Schwimmer did the giraffe voice in Madagascar. I don't know if he's done much. Chandler did a couple movies, and Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston was probably the most successful out of all those people in Friends. But, you know, lately we're like, okay, well, what's she been in lately? I know there's been a couple kind of chick flicks, but is she losing it? Is being 40 the end of her time? You know? I mean, in women have a much shorter lifespan than men. I mean, look, Robert Downey Jr., boy, he made a comeback. Robert Downey Jr. was in rehab, and I went through so much, and then all of a sudden he lands the movie with, where was he when he was in a jungle? I forget that movie with Ben Stiller. Goes and then he lands Iron Man, and he's huge now. Huge. You know, Viggo Mortensen lands Lord of the Rings. But now there's, you know, I don't know what he's been doing lately. I wish he was in The Hobbit. So, by the way, The Hobbit's going to be a trilogy. I thought The Hobbit originally was going to be one movie. Then they said there's going to be two movies, but they're going to make The Hobbit a trilogy like Lord of the Rings. Oh, come on! That's cool! Really? You guys aren't into the whole Lord of the Rings, Hobbit type thing? I think that stuff's cool. I like it. This whole, you know, Dungeons and Dragons type stuff and trolls and orcs and all that. I love that stuff. That's good. Good. That's some real good entertainment there. So I don't know what's going on. It's very interesting to see what happens with these, you know, Olympians. Many people need that momentum and, you know, need to ride that momentum to win. And then other people, maybe once they win, you know, something else could be going on in their mind. Maybe they're like, you know, or maybe they hurt themselves in that win and they don't tell anybody. and so their shoulder's not doing that well. You know, before the Olympics started, Michael Phelps, when he was interviewing, very different demeanor this time around. Very different demeanor. People were talking, does he have Asperger's? Does he? I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't seen enough interviews. But it was a very different type of interview. He just didn't seem to be as engaged. He seemed a little bit more solemn. And this was before the games. And so you kind of wonder what was kind of happening mentally before, you know, this all started. And, you know, I remember going, something's wrong. I just felt like something was wrong. What do you do? But he had said in the interview that this is the last Olympic Games. We were like, well, why would he do that? I mean, if you're riding high, you know, getting gold medals, why would this be your last? So my guess is, you know, he was told of some sort of news. I don't know if it was an orthopedic injury. I don't know what. And he had already, before he started the game, saying this was going to be his last games. And then he underperformed. So you wonder, something's up. But I know it's Olympic time, and, you know, some of you are really, really into the Olympics. Some of you are kind of sick of it. Like I said, some of the sports I have trouble watching. You know what I thought was kind of fun to watch? It was the cycling, and it was raining, so somebody with a rag every now and then intermittently clean the camera. I thought that was kind of fun to watch. You know, you're just watching people cycle and you're, you know, looking at them going on, oh, 3 hours, really, 45 minutes to go. They must be exhausted. And then you can't see, and all of a sudden you see this weird, this kind of dirty rag wipe the camera. That was exciting. I like that. That's always good. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were spending a significant amount of time talking about burnout because the study came out saying the reason why these hospital infections may be on the rise, these bladder infections, UTIs, these infections and surgical wounds are because nurses are burning out. And, you know, so we spent some time, you know, if you really think you're burning out, maybe time to leave the field or try to mix things up at work or try to have another hobby or something fun that takes you away from work on your days off so you don't get burned out. Burnout is huge and even more so since the recession because many of us are covering for staff that don't exist anymore. You know, jobs have been condensed and coalesced, and you know, now three titles are into one. You're doing the job of three people, and if you don't like your job because you took whatever job you could, you know, you're kind of disliking things. I don't think the nurses are to blame for the rise in nosocomial infections. I mean, most of these types of procedures, wound cleaning, dressing changes, catheter insertion, they're kind of routine. You know, there's not really a lot of room to extrapolate. You really don't go off too much on a tangent. Now, if you do stupid things and you fall asleep at the bed while the wound's open and not covered, yes, I guess. But, I mean, I don't think the nurses are doing that. So I don't know why infections are on the rise. I would blame antibiotic resistance. I would also maybe blame the severity of patients coming into the hospital. Many patients now, because they lack insurance, they aren't coming when they have a little boil. They're coming when the wound is pretty deep. And so chance of healing and recovering is a lot more difficult. So I think there's a lot more reasons why hospital infections are on the rise. All right. I want to talk about the psychiatrist of James Holmes, the Colorado killer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615.
Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, from what we understand, James Holmes today was, I guess, charged with, I think it was 12 counts of murder and 116 counts of attempted murder. Of course, in the spotlight now is his psychiatrist, who he had seen. This is the doctor who was reportedly treating James Holmes prior to his shooting in Aurora, Colorado at the theater last week. 2 weeks, is it now 2 weeks ago? Dr. Lynn Fenton, 51 years old, is an assistant professor at the University of Colorado, as well as medical director of the Student Mental Health Service at the university's Ann Schutz Medical Campus in Aurora. All right. This is the same campus Holmes had been a neuroscience doctoral student. Now, of course, there, you know, she's been now all over in the news. You know, her picture is up everywhere. People are trying to figure out, you know, what she did wrong, how she missed this. It's been brought up that Colorado Medical Board records indicate they had disciplined her back in 05 because she had prescribed medication to herself, her husband, and an employee, including controlled substances. She was also reprimanded for failing to maintain medical charts. But other than that, no other incidences. From what we understand, the university is, you know, school officials are standing by the psychiatrist. They feel that the incidents that, you know, happened, you know, shouldn't impact her, you know, faculty duties and clinical responsibilities. And, you know, we spent a little bit of time talking about this, you know, this, Dr. Lynn Fenton. I mean, oh my gosh, I would hate to be the psychiatrist of somebody that, you know, turns around and does a massacre such as this. And of course, people want her head. You know, I mean, I don't blame what's been happening with the grieving process. Remember, you know, many times in the grieving process, you first have denial. No, that couldn't happen. No, it didn't happen. There's no way. No. My baby was not shot. No, it didn't happen. You know, and then, you know, you realize what happens, and then you get angry, and then you want retribution. And so, you know, people want the death penalty for James Holmes, and I don't blame them for that. And then, you know, people want this woman's head, the psychiatrist. And now, you know, what we discussed earlier is, you know, many of us, I think we underestimate what psychiatrists do, but we also overestimate what many of them do. All right, when you hear the term psychiatrist, you imagine somebody in a very fancy office with wood and, you know, wood paneling and books and, you know, beautiful siding and, you know, baseboards, et cetera. And then you have a black couch and somebody lies there and talks about their dreams. So that's the whole Freudian concept of, you know, oh, all right, you know, you do some psychotherapy. They sit on the couch and they talk about what's going on. And, you know, sometimes the psychiatrist at the end of the hour will prescribe something. Many psychiatrists don't practice like that anymore. Okay, you have multiple different, you have psychotherapy, you got behavioral therapy, you have cognitive therapy, but many psychologists, they don't do the psychiatrists, they don't do the therapy. They have a therapist, a psychologist do the therapy. They're the psychiatrist. They go to medical school, they learn about medications, they prescribe medications, they follow through on the medications, and they oversee the therapy. Now, I don't know if Dr. Fenton does provide therapy, if when she saw James Holmes, if she just prescribed a medication. We don't have any of that information. Was he given a medication? We know she's a specialist in schizophrenia and threat assessment. We know she's a specialist in that, but we don't know exactly what was going on. I'm sure the medical records have already been subpoenaed, and people are combing through those. So I don't know if she spent 10 minutes with the patient. I mean, you know, you, a psychiatrist, you now hear, spend anywhere from 5 minutes to the full hour. We don't know. All right. And if he was coming to her, let's say for some depression or ADD or something, and she was giving him medications and, you know, well, how you doing? I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Great. Wonderful. You know, there's not a lot of time to assess for threats. And, you know, the other thing I mentioned earlier tonight was when you're a psychiatrist, you see depression all day long. You see manic depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, ADD, oppositional defiant disorder, borderline personalities, histrionic personalities. You don't see mass killers on a day-to-day basis. You don't. And many of these people, like Jared Loughner, and in this case, James Holmes, these people were very shrewd, smart people. You know, so we may think that they, prior to their shooting, Jared Loughner in Tucson, Congresswoman Giffords, and killing multiple people in the crowd, and in this particular case, James Holmes with the theater, we seem to think, okay, well, you know, here's a psycho, mass murderer. He's probably running around talking, you know, how he wants to kill people, how he wants to kill people. Well, no, I don't think so. I think these people were very, very shrewd, very quiet about it. And he got whatever he wanted from the psychiatrist and left. Now, earlier this week, there was a Kent State University student who posted a message on Twitter saying he was going to shoot up Kent State. Now, this is William Coburn, a 19-year-old sophomore, I believe set to be released on $50,000 bond set by Portage County Municipal Court. In Ohio, about 20 miles east of Akron, barely because he posted on Twitter He's going to kill a bunch of people. He's going to shoot up the school. And the tweet ended with ASAP. Now, again, apprehending him, take him into custody, everything was correct, what they did. But you see, we think that these people that perform the acts are going to do something like this, where they go and tweet it. Not always. I mean, my gosh, this James Holmes was a neuroscience doctorate student. True, he was dropping out. But this guy had some level of competency. I mean, you can't get into these PhD programs sitting there babbling about how you're going to kill people. So I wouldn't be shocked that during any of the interactions with the psychiatrist, nothing came up. You know, I mean, the guy was already a quiet type person, you know, kind of keeping to himself. Now, this other gentleman, the sophomore who wanted to shoot up Kent State, and he posted on Twitter, is a computer science major studying at the school's College of Arts and Sciences. I mean, we remember Kent State from the May 1970 shooting. Remember? All right. The teen, of course, has pleaded not guilty. But I'm reading this as we go. But I mean, here you have two different scenarios. You have somebody, we don't know if he really was planning it. I'm sure they're going to look, and they're going to look to see if he purchased ammunition and guns or whatever. Was he just losing it and going on Twitter saying he just wants to kill everybody? Or was he really planning it? But we didn't get to see any of that with the prior massacres. Now, somebody could say, well, look, Dr. Lynn Fenton, who's a specialist in schizophrenia and threat assessment, should be able to pick up the red flags and the signs. And I know we spent a significant amount of time last week talking about, you know, could there have been signs, what they could have picked up. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to her if she's going to be sued. It sounds like the families want to go after her. And in some cases, yes, the doctors can be held liable, which is probably going to be another next phase of this. You're going to see psychiatrists probably start to, you know, leave the field, or, you know, if this is somebody who just skirted through the system and just, you know, very quietly, la, 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 just decided, you know, acted like everything was fine and then just decided to do this. I mean, how would a doctor know? You know, so it's going to be interesting. It'll all depend on what happens with the medical records. If in the medical records he admitted that sometimes he wished he could get rid of his enemies, or he could kill somebody, or has fantasized about killing somebody, then that opens her up to a huge amount of liability. But if he was like, no, I'm good, I'm just having some trouble sleeping, I just need something for sleep, and that's all that was ever discussed, I'm not sure where that's going to go legally. It's a sad case, though. All right, don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level, I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 12 minutes to the top of the hour. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for listening and tuning in. For those of you that have an Android phone, there's a Dr. Dahlia app that's free. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to download it, or go to your Android store, download it, and then you can listen to all the hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm not planning on taking any more classes anytime soon, so I'm here and I'm going to be working. So definitely lots of new shows with lots of good information. All right, so I heard about this when I was away. Mayor Bloomberg in New York is pushing hospitals to hide their baby formula behind locked doors so more mothers will breastfeed. What is going on with him? Does he want some sort of what is he trying to do? I mean, it sounds like this guy is just trying to make as much news as possible to be in the news. So now he wants to ban bottles in the hospitals. They say starting September 3rd, New York City will keep tabs on the number of bottles that participate in hospital stock and use. This is supposed to be a pro-breast milk program, pretty restrictive. Under the City Health Department's voluntary Latch On New York City initiative, 27 of the city's 40 hospitals have also agreed to give up swag bags sporting formula company logos, toss out formula-branded little tchotchkes like the lanyards and mugs, and document a medical reason for every bottle that a newborn receives. I wish medical personnel were making this decision and not politicians. I think this is ridiculous. All right, just from a okay, now, remember, I'm pro-breastfeeding. I think if you can breastfeed your child for his first couple years of life, that's wonderful. I think it's great. I don't know if you have to do it longer, but my moms, my patients that do, I support them. I think breastfeeding is wonderful. If you can breastfeed, I think that's phenomenal. Yet, with my pregnancies, both boys came out, had placental insufficiency, and were underweight for where they should have been. They were starving. My first son came out 6'10"? And very, he looked like a little chicken. The degree he should have grown, he should have been born about 8 pounds, but he was only born 6. My breast milk didn't come in time. I needed to feed this kid. All right. We had to induce labor to get him out. I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Mayor Bloomberg isn't talking about those cases. Well, I don't know. Nurses were giving me a hard time. Just breastfeed him. No bottle. And I'm like, you don't understand. I've been in labor for 5 days. He hasn't gained weight. All right. That's why we decided to induce. We had low fluid. All right. Let me feed this kid. All right. Give me a bottle, whatever. And I mean, honestly, if this hospital ban on bottle food and baby formula, continues, we're going to have to start recommending parents to just bring your own. All right. Waiting for the breast milk to come in. And sometimes it could take 3 days. Now, of course, they teach us you have colostrum. All right. So you have a little bit of I'm sorry if any of you are eating, but you get a little, discharge. It's very high potent in protein and calories. But I hardly made that. I had to feed my kid. And I did. I still breastfed the kid. But I come from a long line of women where we don't make a lot of milk. Okay. I know that. And not because I'm a doctor. I just know that. The women in my family who aren't doctors knew that too. So if the hospital is going to be stingy on bottle milk, I'm sorry. Mom has better instinct about her baby, period. Now, yes, doctors and nurses can understand when there's a fever, and sometimes we have to convince mom, look, your baby's crumping. Let us intervene. But if it comes to feeding your kid, can you please get some input from mom? Please? We talk about these cases where babies are declared dead. And mom asks to hold the baby, and the baby wakes up. There's something about the reflex of being by mom and the breathing, So we have here a mayor, a politician, wanting to restrict and have nurses second guess themselves when it comes to feeding an infant and giving the kid formula. Just because you give a newborn some formula doesn't mean you're going to lose the ability to breastfeed. You still try. You still work on it. You still let the baby suckle, etc. I understand that exclusive breastfeeding may give the most optimal results, but with my two kids losing weight, we had to induce my second kid at 8 months because the doctor came in saying, wow, you got a good-sized baby. He's 7 pounds. And I go, but he was 7 pounds at the seven-month mark. He didn't gain weight in a whole month. That night, they induced me. And he came out 7 pounds, 5 ounces. It's amazing how ultrasound could figure out the weight. So, being a doctor, I didn't want to, intervene and say, but just being a mom, I knew I had to feed my babies. Okay, I mean, they had such a stressful pregnancy and an even more stressful delivery. Being in labor 4 or 5 days with each of them, nah, give me the damn bottle. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes. Medicine is an art. delivering a baby, giving birth, getting through the pregnancy. Yes, we've been doing it through caveman days, but in the olden days when women didn't make milk, you had wet nurses to feed the baby. All right? Sometimes the breast milk thing doesn't work. I'm for it. I'm for all moms breastfeeding and trying to breastfeed, but I also understand it isn't black and white. And it's not something I think a politician can blanketly order a hospital to back off on. Now, I guess there are also, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine is, a national vegan and physician group based out of D.C. They have filed a petition with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to ask to ban milk from school lunches. They want to take milk out of school lunches. According to this report, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine says milk is high in sugar, high in fat, high in animal protein, could actually be harmful then to bone health because of the obesity. And now, at least we have physicians here. As opposed to politicians, all right. They claim children can get the calcium they need from beans, green leafy vegetables, broccoli, kale, collard greens. What kids eat those? Tofu products, breads, and cereals. The American Heart Association recommends children drink 2 cups of reduced fat milk a day. But this physician committee asserts that there are better ways for the youngsters to get their calcium. Like I said, the vegetables, calcium fortified vegetables like soy milk, rice milk, fruit juice. I thought we're trying to get away from fruit juice. I'm not a huge fan of banning milk. I don't think kids drink enough, honestly. Now, going from whole milk to low-fat milk, fine by me. I think that's great. So I don't think we have to have chocolate milk in schools. Right? However, I know a lot of kids don't like milk. And sometimes the only way to get milk into them is by, having the low-fat chocolate milk, et cetera. If it's low-fat milk, I don't see a problem with it being there in school lunches. Because remember, in the olden days, kids were breastfeeding until they could drink goat's milk. Our bodies were designed to take in milk. Wasn't designed to take in soft drinks. Wasn't designed to take in fruit juices. We were designed to drink milk and water. So I agree. I don't think we should have a high-fat milk. But I think it's a better beverage than other choices. And the one thing I've noticed is kids that didn't drink milk, they seem to be more at risk for bone fractures. That's just something I've seen. I know they're talking here that the obesity could lead to less strong bones. I get that. But, in my practice, whenever I've had a child, have a pretty significant fracture, and I always ask a parent, what kind of milk intake? And they go, he doesn't drink milk. We just drink fortified orange juice. I don't think the body was designed for that. So that's going to be kind of interesting to see. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right, guys, great show tonight. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please don't forget to download the Droid app. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Through tomorrow only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more Hot July savings at BePrepared.com through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.